From our side, we acknowledge that there's still a lot to be done in terms of educating and raising awareness in that area as a state party, because it's a new act that has come in force, and the community is still to know how to use it to their benefit or to the child's benefit. And also, we, as I indicated earlier, we are in the process of amending the act and looking at what further measures can we take to help, especially because we acknowledge that baby dabbing is a problem in the country, and even in the abs in the presence or in the with the act, it doesn't help much. But what we are trying to look at is what other places can we put up or can we regulate to make sure that people are aware that I can go here and leave my child safely. And this will be addressed through the amendments that we are working on. We have, for example, a good relations with some community members who have started initiatives on their own. One of them is, for example, a baby box, and we are looking at how do we regulate and make it safe and also popularize it so that babies are not left in places that are harmful to them. So we are looking at other innovative approaches to address this issue of baby dumping, and we acknowledge that it is a problem at the moment, even with the provisions of this act. But the ministry also, to add, is making provisions for, as I said, I think, and the minister alluded to it, for unemployed mothers, even if they find themselves pregnant, to receive a state grant or to get other alternative options where they can take care of their babies safely, or hand them over to the state so that we can then look for alternative options for these children. But the measures are there, and we just have to strengthen them. Thank you. Yes.
Yes, thank you. There was a question on discrimination of children. Children, in particular, when it comes to education,